The SBA's Paris Protocol may not be new, but it continues to play a critical role in how SBA evaluates 7A lenders. Designed to help the agency assess a lender's potential risk to the 7A loan program, Paris uses a variety of performance and portfolio metrics and to assign each lender a risk rating, essentially a report card that can influence oversight and enforcement activity, on-site reviews, and even delegated authority. At its core, Paris blends historical data and predictive analytics to produce a composite risk score. The system evaluates three elements in five categories of lender performance: performance, asset management, regulatory compliance, risk management, and special items. Each of these elements contributes to a lender's overall Paris rating, which ranges from 1, lowest risk, to 5, highest risk. With 15 categories, Paris scores can range from 15 to 75. While every component of the score matters, one metric we see drawing increased attention from both lenders and SBA is the 5-year cumulative net yield. 1. Why net yield matters. The 5-year cumulative net yield reflects a lender's return to SBA on its 7A lending portfolio over a 5-year period, taking into account guarantee fees paid, recoveries, and charge-offs. SBA views this metric as a key indicator of whether a lender is managing its SBA lending program profitably and responsibly. A persistently negative net yield may indicate structural issues with underwriting, servicing, or recovery efforts. Worse yet, it can trigger heightened oversight, limit delegated authority, or result in mandatory corrective action plans. From SBA's perspective, a lender whose portfolio consistently loses money poses a risk not only to the integrity of the program, but also to taxpayer dollars. 2. How to monitor and improve your net yield. To stay ahead of the curve, lenders should make a habit of monitoring their 5-year net yield on a rolling basis. Here are a few best practices. Track recoveries diligently. The timing and accuracy of recovery reporting can significantly affect the net yield calculation. Make sure your team is following up on liquidation efforts and submitting recoveries promptly. Scrutinize charge-offs. Charge-offs are a major drag on yield. Perform regular portfolio reviews to identify patterns that could indicate recurring credit issues or documentation problems. Review servicing actions. Poor servicing practices can turn a manageable loan into a loss. Invest in training and internal audits to ensure compliance with SBA's servicing requirements. Work with SBA early. If you identify a trend of weakening yield, consider reaching out to your district office or the Office of Credit Risk Management, OCRM, for guidance before a formal review. Proactive communication demonstrates sound risk management. 3. A final word. Paris can feel like a black box at times, but understanding its components, especially your 5-year net yield, can help your institution better manage risk and maintain good standing with SBA. Remember, SBA isn't just looking for lenders who can originate loans. It wants lenders who can originate good quality loans and manage them well throughout their life cycle. Keeping an eye on your net yield isn't just a good metric, it's a best practice. For more information regarding Paris metrics and lender oversight, contact Ethan at 267-470-1186 or Ismith at starfieldsmith.com.